everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7-11 and 25 today. We got a high of 30. Some sun, some clouds, lake effect snow, kind of a mixed bag today. Also, a little bit of wind, 5 to 10 miles per hour. It's going to be brisk. That wind always drops the temperature down, at least makes it feel colder. Tonight, cloudy and a low of 25, and then Wednesday, mostly cloudy. Chance for some snow and rain in the afternoon and a high of 43.
Sit down and relax. Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, last week, the Tecmo Bowl video game simulation of the year Super Bowl ended with the Eagles coming out on top. Now they've run the simulation on Madden 18, and it looks like the Patriots will win 24-20. You know, the one thing I think we can take away from this is that both games, the simulations, have been pretty close in score. Now, this is a big deal, especially since Madden simulations have gotten it right 10 out of the last 14 years. So we'll see. You know, I do want the Eagles to win. I just don't think they have a snowball's chance in hell at beating the Patriots. And Tom, I mean, this is Tom's 8th Super Bowl. This is just another game to him. So I guess we'll wait and see what happens. Disneyland is known for being the happiest place on earth, and it's about to get a bit happier as the theme park is now opening its very first brewery. That's right, Ballast Point, which is a brewery in Southern California, will be opening a bar and restaurant that will feature a 3-barrel research and development brewery and outdoor beer garden for Disneyland visitors that are 21 and over. That's awesome, man. And this is a new thing. They just started serving beer there like a year ago or 2 years ago. Now they got a brewery. This is great. Because if you got to be with your annoying snot-nosed kids surrounded by other annoying snot-nosed kids, you might as well be drunk while you do it. And now you can. You know, truly is the happiest place on earth. And lastly, Ronda Rousey has given up the UFC octagon for the pro wrestling ring. That's right. Last night, Rousey made a surprise visit on the WWE's Royal Rumble pay-per-view special. Following the final fight in the 30-woman tournament, Rousey jumped in the ring. The crowd in Philadelphia went berserk. She shook the hand of Commissioner Stephanie McMahon to make her arrival to the WWE official. She'll turn a full-time pro wrestling here with this. Her first match could be as early as April. There's talk of a second appearance at next Monday night's Raw or SmackDown Live this week. Rousey told ESPN, quote, "This is my life now. First priority of my timeline for the next several years. This is not a smash and grab. This is not a publicity stunt. It's been 1 year since Rousey was shamed out of the UFC. She lost a match in 48 seconds. So she's going to the WWE ring. I might watch that. I might watch it. Hopefully she does better than her last UFC fight because, ooh, that was hard to watch, man. Hey, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?